My ears are just about too big for this doggone thing that holds that harp up there. I'm gonna have to get me a different one, I think. I might have Johnny Harrell, if he's around somewheres, to come up here and pick a little guitar for him if we got one in the house. And I might pick a fiddle tune on the guitar. Well, if he hadn't got here, I'll go on right where I took off from. Oh, I got a good one coming up here. This hearing's up there. Wait a minute. I'll not do. I guess a lot of the people that was here that's here now heard me do this on the concert last night. That train that carried my girl from town. So I'll do another one of the old Frank Hutchinson tunes. Well, I had another in mind as good as that one, but okay, I'll do that one then. It's a little trouble to change your wires on this thing to that for that song, but it's worth it. You get them there. One time I was playing a concert down in New York City, and when I got down to the next to the last number on the show, no, I had two more numbers, I started to tune it back from it, and I broke one of the wires. It broke its lick in two right up there, and I just forgot about that next to the last number and played one on the auto harp. Nobody ever knew what happened. If that had been the first show I ever played on the stage, it'd have scared me to death. Where was you when the train left town? I stand on the corner with my head hung down. There goes the train that carried my girl from town. If I knowed her number, boys, I'd flag her down. Hey, that train carried the girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. She's rolling away from the depot now. Wish to the Lord that the train would wreck, kill that engineer and break that fireman's neck. Rations on the table and the coffee's getting cold, and some dirty rounders took my jelly roll. Hey, that train done carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. That's pretty, ain't it now? Oh, talk to me, guitar. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, can you show me the woman that a man can trust? Hey, that train carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah. There goes my girl, somebody bring her back, 'cause she's got her hand in my money sack. Hello, Central, give me 609. I'd like to talk to that woman of mine. Hey, that train done carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah. I'm gonna try shillions now what it sounded like when that train went out of here.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome on in to Sunday Grass, a special heavenly birthday to Doc Watson this morning. I'm your host, Debbie Lynn Housen, coming to you live from Northwestern Ontario, Canada. A very blustery morning here. I'm already on my second cup of coffee. So as our friend Sharon would say, I think I've got rid of my morning voice. Hope you're all enjoying this morning. I was very excited to do this special. I think that it's probably way past due. He was one of my father's all-time favorites. I grew up listening to my dad play along to the Wabash Cannonball and Let the Cocaine Be, which is a very hard recording to find, just so you know. And so I remember running around the kitchen to my dad you know, playing music and hearing Doc Watson come through a CD player, or actually would have been a tape player at the time. And I think he had a few old records as well. Was one of his favorites, and it was a staple in our household. Before his death at age 89, Doc Watson was the true voice of Appalachian music. After being discovered in the 1960s by folklorist Ralph Rinsler, the blind guitarist graced thousands of American stages with his down-home wit, deep knowledge of traditional songs, and his amazing talent of a flat picking guitar. This morning, we're going to go into quite a few live performances, some collaborations, and a couple of just excerpts from some really well done documentaries. But first, we're going to go into my father's favorite, and which is my favorite as well, and that would be the Wabash Cannonball. Anyway, stick around, everybody. Lots more Sunday Grass with good old Doc still to come.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen O'er flowing mountains to the south down by the moor, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all, the regular combination on that Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo squall, as she travels across the country on that Wabash Cannonball. Oh, the eastern states are dandy, most people always say. From New York to St. Louis and old Chicago by the way, to the hills of Minnesota where them rippling waters fall, no changes need be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo squall, as you travel across the country on that Wabash Cannonball. I went down to Birmingham one cold December day. When she pulled into that station, you could hear them people say, there's a fella from North Carolina, he's long and he's tall. He came down to pick us a tune, he rode the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to that jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo squall, as you travel across the country on that Wabash Cannonball. Darling, oh how I love you, how I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another, a little darling pal of mine. Many a day with you I've rambled, countless hours with you I've spent. I thought I had your heart forever, but I find it was only lent. My little darling, oh how I love you, How I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another, little darling pal of mine. Many a night while you lay sleeping, dreaming of your rambler's eyes, I'm just a poor boy brokenhearted, a-listening to the wind that sighs. My little darling, oh how I love you, how I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another, little darling pal of mine. I'm dead and in my casket, and my casket's round and gray. Yes, when I'm dead, don't grieve on me, just kiss the lips that you betray. My little darling, how I love you, how I love you, none can tell. In your heart you love another, a little darling pal of mine.
Good morning and welcome in all my friends to Sunday Grass, traditional bluegrass this morning. And it's a happy heavenly birthday, 101st birthday to Doc Watson. And as I was just saying to everybody, it's about time that I did this special. Watson's influence has been recognized by presidents and by heroes of modern music such as Bob Dylan, Jerry Garcia, Ben Harper, Robert Plant, Gillian Welch, and many more. But little is known about his personal life, his complex relationship with his son Merle, his mythical rise to prominence, and his awe-inspiring musicality. Watson was a blind boy from the small town of Deep Gap, North Carolina, who grew up in the Depression, then lived in abject poverty until being brought into the 1960s folk scene. He was born March 3, 2023 in Stony Fork, near Deep Gap, North Carolina. We're going to go into a documentary that was done by Al Lloyd of the BBC in 1976. It's part of the Omnibus series, and it's called 3 Days with Doc.
Sunday, April the 4th. The festival's over. We're traveling 100 miles into the hills towards Doc Watson's home. He's a blind musician whose head is full of some of the oldest American music and some of the newest. There's hardly another entertainer who can convince his audience with the whole range of southern white rural music, from the up-tempo stuff of Nashville to the lonely sounding folk song of the mountains. At the little Appalachian settlement of Deep Gap, Doc's home. He was born into a community of hill farmers, banjo pickers, folk fiddlers, traditional singers. People poor in possessions, but rich in music.
The reason for my getting into music, the basic reason was that if there was any chance that I could earn a living for my family and do it with my own two hands, you know how a fella feels about a thing like that, it's a little pride involved, I wanted to do it. And I love the music, and since it was something that I loved to do, I'd get into it. Well, I'd never had the thrill, except for a few local home folks when I was learning to play the old-time tunes in my young days. I'd never had the thrill of sitting down and playing to a listening audience, for real, you know, except fiddler's convention. You always got a few fellas there that are had a few shots of moonshine or whatever, you know, and they get a little noisy. But when I went to the campuses and started to play for folks and you could hear a pin drop, it was a little scary. The first concert I did scared me to death. It really did. But the most rewarding thing of my life was to do a song that I loved dearly, that was dear to my heart, as they say, and find that people were actually sometimes in tears from the emotions.
That was an excerpt from an interview with Al Lloyd done in 1976 of the Omnibus series. And it just goes into a little bit of the history of, you know, why Doc got into the music. And we have another one coming up in a little bit, and it's with Ricky Skaggs, Earl Scruggs, and Alison Krauss and Doc. And it's called The Three Pickers. So stick around for that. We're going to go into The Cuckoo Bird, which is a traditional bluegrass song. And it is done with Doc Watson. It's one of the earliest recordings and the Watson family. Here we go into The Cuckoo Bird. Now, thanks everybody for coming to Sunday Grass. Welcome back, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. And just listening to him play, you can see why he was so loved. And we're going to go into, so folk music lost a legend with the passing of Doc Watson on May 29th, 2012. Watson embraced everything, jazz, blues, country, rockabilly, and even pop. He gave equal weight to all genres and found inspiration in both traditional songs and Tin Pan Alley concoctions. He helped listeners find a common thread across musical boundaries. With over 52 years in the music business, Doc influenced every musician with a pulse, from Bob Dylan to Jerry Garcia, Gillian Welch to Pete Seeger. I've never heard an off night from Doc Watson, ever, ever, ever. Taj Mahal. When you hear Doc Watson singing Amazing Grace, something else enters the room. Ben Harper. Doc is a force of nature. Without Doc, there would have been no anchor for the last 40 years to keep us remembering the simplicity of the old tunes. Peter Rowan. And from Tommy Emmanuel, Doc has an unwavering authenticity in his playing, in his singing, and in his character. We owe Doc Watson a lot for being such a musical genius, for breaking down barriers, and for giving us a direction to go in. Jerry Douglas. If the wind and rain could play guitar, they would sound a lot like Doc Watson. Greg Brown. We're going to go into some of his compilations. We've done quite a few, so I really had to pick and choose what I was going to go into. We're going to head into off the Doc and Dog album in 1997 with Doc Watson and David Grisham, Bluegrass Stomp. And then 2001, he joined up with Frosty Morn, who is Richard Watson, Michael Coleman, Bob Lamar Hill, and Joe Smothers in the Round the Table album. And we're going to go into the Battle of Nashville off that album. And then I Am a Man at the Close of the Day with Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. And that is off an original Folkway Recordings. And if you have a chance, the Folkway Recordings is just Google them. They are so cool. And they have a lot of really older recordings that can't be found anywhere else. It's really neat to see how they're preserving the history of music. So stick around, my friends. Lots more Sunday Grass with good old Doc still to come.
Bluegrass Stomp, take one.